Our epistle for this Sunday within the Oct of the Ascension is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves. For charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with the words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, in the liturgical year, there are certain seasons that are known as seasons of preparation. When we start off the liturgical year with Advent, Advent's a season of preparation for the great feast of Christmas. Lent, we prepare so that we may have part with Christ in his glory, having embraced the cross and dying to ourselves, we can have part with his victory over the devil, over death, and over sin. And now we are in another preparatory season, one of the shortest seasons in the liturgical year, season of the Ascension. But remember that first novena that the apostles gathered around our Blessed Mother and made in preparing themselves for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Mother of the Church encourages us to do the same. And when we come upon these seasons a preparation, we should consider other types of preparations that we ought to do. We have those events in life that we have to prepare for. If somebody is going to move out of the house and enter college, there's a preparation that has to take place. Someone's going to get married, they have to prepare. And for not just the marriage day and events and ceremonies, but also a new part of their life. Every day there should be a preparation for certain events, whether we have to go to school or we have to go to work. You have to get up, prepare yourself, make sure that you have what you need, your lunch, your tools, your books. Of course, there's the preparation that many people don't think about, but very important, and that's the preparation for eternity. St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote this book called Preparation for Death. And basically, in it, he encourages us not to be a fool and to think that we can just shield ourselves from that event of life that will inevitably take place. In order to prepare properly for this event. There are other things that we should prepare for. There's a preparation that's needed when we pray. Lots of people don't take an opportunity to prepare themselves to pray. You can't just be watching a football game and turn it off and then, okay, let's pray. No, you have to prepare yourself. You have to recollect yourself. If you don't, then you're not going to be focused on what you should be focused on and perform that spiritual exercise properly. And not fulfilling that spiritual exercise properly, you can't benefit from it. Preparation, the etymology means to make ready. Recollection comes from the Latin word. Well, part of it is, well, two Latin words, re and colligere, to gather again. In other words, to focus. And then there's the whole part of dealing with distractions. Now here, it's important to make a determination between the types of distractions. Voluntary distractions and involuntary distractions. Some days you're going to have a very easy time doing your spiritual exercises, and other times, no. I remember when I was first a priest, probably about a year into being a priest, and I was pretty discouraged. Because as I was offering Mass, I had some of the most horrible and worst temptations and distractions that you could possibly imagine. And I remember every year I would go to Alabama, monastery where Father came from, and do a retreat. And I was there talking to him one-on-one and sharing this problem that I had, this woeful problem of having a distraction or having distractions at Mass and most horrible thoughts. And his response was surprising. He started to smile. I said, "Are you smiling at me? I was pretty serious about these distractions. I had been wrestling around with this for a while." Yeah, and he had a smile on his face and he says, "What did you expect? All hell is breaking loose because heaven's coming down and you're at ground zero. Of course you're going to have distractions. Of course you're going to have temptations. Of course you're going to be attacked. That's a good sign." And many times I have fallen back on those words as a means of consolation to know, yeah, distractions part of the par for the course. They're going to happen. Willful distractions, that's something totally different. That's when you realize you're being distracted and you're thinking about something that has nothing to do with the prayers that you're praying or the event that you are able to be a part of, like the Mass or Holy Communion or confession. And you realize it and you hold on to it, well then, yeah, now you have culpability. So the remedy, what's the remedy? The remedy isn't that complicated. It doesn't mean it's easy because we have to wrestle around with our fallen human nature, but it's not that difficult to remember. First, it is we make an act of faith. We don't make an act of faith in ourselves, we make an act of faith in Him. We understand ourselves and our need for Him. If we make an act of faith in the good Lord, or in the goodness of His Blessed Mother, His saints and angels, and the aid they can afford us by His grace, then you can have hope. It comes automatically. And the more hope you have, the more you grow in love for the good Lord. So it starts with faith. Faith, like I said, it doesn't have anything to do with emotions or feelings. Emotions and feelings can be part of it, but it goes deeper. It's an act of the will, the act of the higher faculties, the intellect and the free will. I know, and I choose to believe. Why? Because he said so. Plain and simple, he said so. And that's sufficient for me. Remember the great complaint that our Lord made to his apostles. Oh, you of little faith. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you'd be able to move mountains. Faith, not in ourselves, in him. In order to have right and proper faith, you need to have humility. Remember when Christ talked about the people coming into the temple to pray, there were two types he pointed out. The one comes up to the front and says, basically, aren't you lucky to have me, Lord? Lord, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men. I do this, I do that, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not like that guy. Points to another fellow's soul in the church. The one in the back kept striking his breast and saying very simply, have mercy upon me, a sinner. The two left, but only one left justified, and it wasn't the guy up in the front. If we want to get more out of our prayers, we have to prepare properly. If you want to get more out of your greater spiritual exercises like going to Holy Communion, receiving our Lord, we have to do the same. You have to prepare. You can't just make it a routine event. Otherwise, you're going to cheat yourself out of what you could have, and you're doing an injustice to him who is trying to give you an opportunity to be empowered to become holy and to become a saint. Before you go to confession, we have that humility, we have that faith. We don't go to confession caring too much of what the priest thinks. Who cares what the priest thinks? Care what God thinks. Confess humbly, and then carpe diem, seize the day. Use his grace. So as we continue with this preparatory season of the Ascension for that great feast, the birthday of the church, Pentecost, let us consider these other things that we should prepare for. And if we find that we have been lacking, well, let's change. Especially when we deal with the sacraments, especially receiving him in Holy Communion. Make that act of faith. We don't have a right to receive him in Holy Communion. We have a privilege. And so we should do so humbly and sincerely. And the last thing I'll mention here that you'll find very helpful where it concerns those spiritual exercises, especially your prayers and the sacraments, and a preparation for eternity as a whole, is consistency. If we're not consistent, we have less of a chance of being successful. What's the consistency? Faith in him. What does he say? My grace, or he goes, without me you can do nothing. My grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. And St. Paul says, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. And that's the way we approach him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.